Anita Statter has seen a lot of history in Port Alexander.
I was born in 1936, and in the summer of 1937, my mother brought me out here.
The town she remembers as a girl was a busy place. Fishing boats were coming and going. There were stores for the fleet to resupply, and a few other industries as well.
How do I put it nicely? So anyway, they had girls of the evening there at the hotel working. We had restaurants.
Nowadays, that's singular. We're sitting in front of Port Alexander's only restaurant, the Problem Corner Cafe. At the moment, it's hosting a potluck to mark the centennial of PA.
10-20 years from now, what does Port Alexander look like?
I don't know.
You get that answer a lot in Port Alexander. Amber Livingston runs this cafe. This year, she and her high school-aged son moved to Sitka. More opportunities for him there, she said. Activities, sports. The decision to leave was extremely difficult.
But you have to do what's best for your kid, and there's just opportunities that they don't have here.
Schools in Alaska need 10 students to stay open, and Port Alexander comes dangerously close to that threshold on a fairly regular basis. Livingston says they put the move off from last year when removing her son from PA would have dropped the school below 10 students.
I don't know anywhere else where the school is truly the center of the community. I mean, you have every single person there for every single event.
The school is so important to us that everybody in the community would bend over backwards to find housing for a family to keep our school going and do what we could to make their life as pleasant as possible, you know. Yeah.
Pete Mooney came to PA as a teacher. Now he and his family run the Laughing Raven Lodge.
I just loved the adventure of it and the freedom, you know, and the fact that there were no rules. And, you know, you could build a house, and I built almost all of our things we've built around here are just built, you know. It's not like... You went to the city council and got a building permit and all that. I mean, it's your land. Go ahead and build whatever you want. And if you can live in it, it's okay with everybody else. Nobody cares. You could build, maybe you could build a paper mache house if you wanted. Nobody would be too concerned.
Of course, with that freedom comes challenges, too. Port Alexander is off the power grid. There's no grocery store. The nearest hospital is a float plane ride away, and attracting young families here is hard. Not every picture of this place is rosy.
I think that PA's dying. I really do.
That's Kevin Mulligan. He's another homesteader and a pilot who runs the Fisherman's Inn.
I want to see some growth here. I want to see some families. I want to see a way to make a living here. It's hard. I like to take you on a real walk of Port Alexander, right behind our house and all the lost and broken dreams. Houses that are rotten, falling right into the ground, and it's just not lots of them.
He says people came to Port Alexander with a lot of romantic ideas, not realizing how hard it is to make a living here.
If you're not comfortable, the romance wears off quickly, you know, I mean, over a period of years. And, you know, not having a flushing toilet, having a dishwasher, a laundry, you know, being able to do things, or a four-wheeler maybe, just to haul your firewood for you instead of doing it on a wheelbarrow on a plank. Yeah.
Last fall, bears broke into a bunch of homes and wrecked the interiors while their seasonal residents were away. Life here comes with its own set of challenges. As someone sets off fireworks in honor of the town's centennial, Dasha Kontag says the challenges of a place like PA are exactly part of the reason it should be preserved.
This is the Wild West. Mm-hmm. This is people living by their own means. Without, you know, without police and without all of the trappings, you know. I think there needs to be a place where oddballs and misfits can still show up and feel that sense of family and that awe, you know. I mean,
Kontag lives in Port Armstrong, not too far north from PA. The two communities are intertwined. She says places like Port Alexander and the way of life in them deserve a future.
I mean, this is real life and true community, and it's worth preserving. And I think that there are always going to be people that are seeking this.
In Port Alexander, I'm Ed Ronco.